Israeli sources say four more soldiers have been killed and 26 others injured during military ground operations in Gaza. The military earlier confirmed that 18 soldiers were killed in the conflict. Meanwhile, reports say an Israeli army jeep has been destroyed by Palestinian fighters as they have launched an operation against Israeli forces in Gaza. Also, Palestinian fighters continue to fire retaliatory rockets into Israel. Four people have been injured as rockets hit Sderot today. The fighters have also targeted Ashkelon and Yad Mordecai. Meanwhile, the Al-Qassam Brigades, the military wing of the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas, says it has captured an Israeli soldier identified as Shaul Aaron, but Israel has denied that. To get the latest from Gaza itself, we're now joined by Akram Al-Sattari, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now via satellite. Akram, what is the latest?
Well, the number of people killed and today, Monday, is 40 people after the Israeli air forces targeted a house in Gaza, on the Gaza Strip north, in Beit Hanun area, killing one person and injuring four others. And also a Shifa hospital in the Gaza city received one more dead person and four other injured when Israel targeted a house in the Gaza city. The total number of people killed in this onslaught is 510 people, and the number of people injured is growing rapidly to reach more than 3,300 people in this ongoing onslaught against the Gaza Strip. There are some information coming from the Israeli side saying that they confirmed the death of one Israeli soldier was killed by the Hamas fighters who infiltrated into Palestine 48 and exchanged heavy fire that is still ongoing with the Israeli occupation forces in that area. So from its side, the Palestinian resistance is infiltrating into Palestine for occupied 48 and targeting the Israeli soldiers, killing and injuring many of them. And the Israeli occupation is still launching and inflicting pain into the Palestinians by destroying their houses and killing more Palestinians and destroying more civilian houses and premises.
And Akram, tell us again about white phosphorus and its use. What kind of an effect has that had?
The white phosphorus bombs are now being used in the Shaja'iyah neighborhood north of the Gaza city. We know them from the war of 2008. They have some severe impact on the people when they touch the skin. They go deep into, cause severe and deep burns into the bodies of the people who are affected. I still remember how we in Press TV were providing a full coverage about that, and we were seeing the severe pains and the cuts in the human body that are resulted from such a very dangerous material. The talks and the reports were documented and evidence-based about the number of people who are injured and about the impact of such a material that is internationally banned. Israel is now using this again, and I think they're trying some different weapon. The few past days, they were launching bombs that are emitting a white, heavy white smoke, but it looks like they were not as operational and instrumental as the white phosphorus bombs. So they are using them now in Ashjaiya, and the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Interior, and also the civil defense crews have been repeatedly through the public radio stations warning people from touching that weapons. And we will soon be seeing some of the cases that were affected by that white phosphorus bombs into the hospitals of the Gaza Strip.
Okay, Akram, as always, thanks very much for that.